Does your ex have a crazy ex? Well, they do now because you're the crazy ex. So I want to talk about crazy exes today. My 3X was always talking about his crazy ex-wife, always talking about his crazy other girlfriends, other mothers of his other children that he had while he was married, but he never cheated. Go figure that one. Anyway, crazy exes, crazy exes. I believe the stories. I actually empathized with him when he would tell me that they were calling him crazy. I never imagined that one day I would be the crazy ex. And now I see the truth. I've actually talked to his ex-wife. I've actually talked to his ex-girlfriends. And you know what? They became the crazy ex because he made them the crazy ex. They were never crazy during the relationship. So here's the conundrum, right? Now we officially have a crazy ex, if not two or three of them like I do, right? We became the crazy ex, but now we have that story. We have that crazy ex story. So when we go on a coffee date to meet the new person, the new guy or girl that we're gonna go meet, what's the difference between us and them when we talk about our crazy ex? Do you know? Their stories could be, you know, they even cry. I don't know about you, but my crazy ex used to cry at the drop of a hat, which, you know, led me to believe that he was a sensitive, kind person and so much trauma had been done to him. The crying's fake. I never knew anyone to cry, and I certainly never imagined that it would be fake to trick me. But when they go into this relationship, when they become the one we're talking about, the difference between them telling a story about a crazy ex, you, and us telling a story about a crazy ex is that we have learned a lesson. And I strongly suggest that if you haven't learned a lesson, that you're not out there dating. For me, I had to learn to trust less quickly. I had to learn about codependency. I had to learn about boundaries. I had to learn about people pleasing. I could go on and on and on. I have hundreds of things I have learned about myself. So I have accountability. Do they? Have they learned a lesson? Or was this crazy ex and the things done to them? Right? That's the difference. These things were done to us, but in the end, when we're healed and ready to go out there, we have a lesson. We have new meaning to our life. We have new discoveries about ourselves and our own vulnerabilities and weaknesses and things that made us vulnerable to them. These have to be looked at and have to be fixed. So crazy ex means red flag. It means look at the story. Look for the lesson and really verify it. Just pick their brain. How did it feel to them when their crazy ex did something? Again, remember, they can't show emotions. They might be able to act them out, but they can't really show them. They're not real. So just be careful. Crazy exes are a sign, and it's something that we must look for because we're going to run into people. Certainly in my age group, everyone's got a crazy ex somewhere. We've all got crazy family members. There's crazy everywhere. But don't be the one that trust too quickly and ends up being the crazy ex. If you were the narcissist, you probably are. But, you know, just wanted to talk about crazy exes today on this very strange angle. So those of you who are going to complain that I'm not like this, sorry. That's what I got. It's a selfie stick. Bye.